97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I think this week is going by pretty quickly, Sue. Would you weigh in on that opinion?
I would agree.
Okay, because it's already Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's pretty good.
We'll have a roundtable on Friday, and we'll have some news to share. That's all I'll say at this point as we start the roundtable on Friday. I would say it's significant. You may want to tune in. You'd want to tune in anyway. Jane will be on the panel, Steve Butts, and Greg Keller, who always brings not only his hair into the room, but his strong opinion. Speaking of Jane, she's on with me right now because I want to get her thoughts on Robert Tracy, the chief of police, who's got a new gig at UMSL. Hi, Jane. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. I've missed you.
I know. We've missed you, too. We can't wait to get together here for Friday's roundtable. Not that there's going to be a lack of stuff to talk about. Look, on the Tracy stuff, Jacob Kern was nice enough to share his story with me this morning from the Business Journal, because when the story broke yesterday that he was going to go to UMSL, the numbers weren't out there, and they were making us do Freedom of Information requests at UMSL, which is ridiculous. But I guess it came out that the deal is for $100,000 a year and runs through December 31st, 2028. Now, Jane, explain to the audience, because a lot of people don't know what happened here, how the chief was hired in the first place and how that extra $100,000 was kind of put into the pot to give him the gig in the first place, right?
Yes, and that was then. It was provided by the Police Foundation, which is a nonprofit that raises money to help, you know, the police departments of St. Louis City and County with, you know, oftentimes with equipment, things like that. But they decided that after the national search that they would offer money to make it more competitive so that they could get a chief.
Right. So that expired, and then that $100,000 goes away. So then he's essentially taken a $100,000 pay cut, which he doesn't want to do. So to stay here, and we were talking about this in December, we knew something was bubbling. They announced that UMSL is going to put him in as a consulting role. And here's what I said earlier. If you look at this, I think it's smart to hire someone with experience at a university to teach classes and stuff like that. The issue I have is he's still the police chief of the city of St. Louis, and that should be his primary job.
Well, and I think I do think that's the challenge here. One, I think there's going to be two challenges. One challenge is going to be at some point somebody's going to say, you have to tell us who's paying this, because
I mean,
the university is agreeing that, you know, they're getting money for this. So
taxpayer money, because here's what Jacob's story says. The deal is for $100,000. It added that the funds are contingent on availability from external gifts or grants, but didn't specify a source.
Correct. And I think people are going to want to know who's paying it. And so I do think that issue will remain outstanding, at least before you knew the Police Foundation was paying for it. So I think people are going to rightfully ask who's paying this guy's salary.
Justifiable. We should know that. But if he's not the chief of police and he's retired and UMSL wants to hire him for I don't care about that.
Absolutely.
Right? Right.
Nobody cares about that. And, you know, but the bottom line is, you know, look, again, this region has to decide whether they want their important public servants to have other jobs or not, because, frankly, there's nothing in the law that prevents this. And so it's a policy decision whether people want to say, you know, in the voters of St. Louis County resoundingly said, we want our county executive to be full time, and he just refuses to do it. But at least this people have spoken. And I think, you know, people are going to talk about the 32 hours a week.
Yeah. So the contract limits him to 32 hours a week. But if he's supposed to be working 40, and look, the chief of police is not a 40-hour-a-week job, right? That's a 50, 60-hour-a-week job.
It shouldn't be.
Right, exactly.
At least.
So,
it's 24-7.
Yes, it is. So I don't know, and you're not getting good answers, of course, from the flack over there at the police department. The other question is, and this is the one that really never gets answered, is this guy that good that we want to keep him as police chief anyway? I mean, I guess that deal has been done, but it's not like he's the only guy that can run the police in the city of St. Louis. There's other qualified people.
And the other thing I'm trying to remember, and I'd have to look back, but I mean, since when do police chiefs get contracts?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember police chiefs having contracts before this guy. Like, why do you get a contract? I mean, there's a statute out there that says, you know, what needs to be required before you can get rid of a chief. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why there's a contract.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Why it has to be locked down. And does that mean that if they decide they want to get rid of him in a year, do they have to pay off the contract like, you know, like you do a football coach?
That's a really good question.
I don't know.
I never thought of that before. So that's because you're, and I have to check with Jeff Rainford on that, but you're saying the previous Chiefs never had contracts like this.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I really don't. And why? And I guess you don't need a contract if you're not, you know, looking to do a unique arrangement. I don't know. I mean, I would be curious as to why contracts are the way to go.
This is.
I mean,
I'm reading down here in the story to see if there's anything that indicates that, but that is a fascinating aspect of that. All right, well, we're going to have more to say on that, and we'll talk about it on Friday, but I do find it interesting, and obviously we knew that it was going to happen or something was going to happen like this. It was ridiculous for Umsal to not give the salary yesterday, and they were making reporters, you know, jump through hoops just to get that. Hey, on a political note, there was a tweet that went out from Andy Banker from Fox. I retweeted this, that Jake Zimmerman, who is the St. Louis County assessor, is going to make an announcement tomorrow. He has been rumored to possibly get in the race for St. Louis County executive. What are you hearing? Is he going to get in or stay out? I think it would be best if the ginger stays out, but your thoughts on this, Jane?
I mean, I love Jake. I mean, I actually hired him to work for me when I worked in the governor's office. I think he's really smart. But, I mean, I just think Brian's momentum. I mean, he's
talking about Senator Brian Williams, who's kind of the favorite right now, maybe.
Yeah, because he got, you know, he got fire. He got police. He's getting, I mean, labor. He's getting all the groups, the business community, I guess put it this way. I don't know really anybody who is not supporting Brian Williams. So I think it's a tough road. I mean, Jake ran for county executive. The last time he ran, he came in third in the Democratic primary.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think his fortunes got better. I don't think people are happier with their tax bills. I think it's difficult to be the tax man. I really do, because who's going to say, you know, oh, you're doing a great job, you know.
Why would you have to make a big announcement that you're not going to run? Why can't you say, no, I'm not running, though? That's what seems a little weird.
But it also seems weird, though, that would you make an announcement, I'm going to announce that I'm going to announce?
No, you would just announce.
That's weird, too.
It all gets confusing.
You would just announce.
That's right.
It does. Politics is crazy.
It is crazy. Hey, have you seen, all right, so you represent the cops, you're a Democrat, there seems to be two different views of what happened in Minneapolis. Have you seen the video or any videos of the shooting up there?
I haven't.
Okay.
And
all right.
Is it bad?
Well, I mean, I don't know, Jane. What's interesting here is that, you know, from a couple hours ago, my view was this is not a justifiable shooting. I saw something from a different angle and I changed my mind. Then I saw something from a slow motion angle and I thought, well, there's still some questions. I can't definitively say because I don't think we have enough information, even with the videos that are out there. What I do know is Minneapolis is on edge. It would not surprise me if there's riots and fires there tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I think that is, for me, the biggest worry is it, what this is going to cause. And now, I mean, didn't you have the mayor come out and, you know, say, get out of my city, and it's all escalating, and I mean...
All right, here's what he said.
To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite.
Yeah, he was fired up, but if you look at the video, it's going to be studied and restudied, and you're going to see different angles. And depending on your political position, unfortunately, that's how people are going to come in on this one, I think.
Well, and that's a shame, because that's sort of, you know, as we know, that happened with, you know, police-involved shootings, Michael Brown, that Galleria shooting. I mean... It's sad that it comes to that you can't just look at it. And, you know, the bottom line is if it's a close call, the tie goes to law enforcement.
Yeah, I think
it just does.
Chief Fitch says, you know, he's talked about this before. He says awful but lawful. And I texted him earlier. He couldn't come on this afternoon. This is former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch. He goes, I watched it multiple times with another retired officer. She clearly drove toward the officer in front of her vehicle and he fired. From his perspective, he would articulate he thought she was going to run him down. But her vehicle ended up veering around him to his left as he moved out of the way to his right. Either way, it's going to be a blank show up there. And I think that kind of sums it up. So we're going to talk about it on Friday. We'll have a little announcement, as you know, as well. So I'll see you Friday afternoon.
You got it.
All right. Take care, Jake.
Get more at 971talk.com.